This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. RTD plans to lift COVID-19 capacity limits on its buses and trains this weekend. The new policy will take effect on Sunday, but riders will still be required to wear masks through September. Schedules for some routes are also changing. That information is available on the RTD website. RTD says it expects its recent growth to continue through the summer. An art installation this month in Colorado Springs celebrates Black creatives in recognition of the upcoming Juneteenth holiday. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The Juneteenth Art Gallery includes the work of 12 artists from across the Front Range. Brandon Bournes is with My Black Colorado, one of the sponsors of the exhibit. He says the artists chose the pieces they wanted to include.
A lot of times when you get the Black community together and showcase something amazing within the community, it inspires more in that community to step up, to share, to celebrate, to do greater work.
Pieces range from photography and paintings to sculptures of varying subject matter. The exhibit is free and runs through June 26th at Cottonwood Center for the Arts. I'm Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Google has released the most frequently searched spelling question in each state, and Colorado's hit a little close to home. According to the search giant, the word most people in Colorado need help with is Colorado. Georgia was the only other state that had so much trouble spelling its own name. But people in six other states asked how to spell beautiful more often than anything else. And some folks in Hawaii can't spell bagel. Stay tuned. This is CPR News.